Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. A week ago, the National Football League announced that for the past three seasons, more than 20 defensive players on the New Orleans Saints had participated in a system that paid players for knocking designated opponents from the game. The so-called bounty program was administered by Greg Williams, who was the defensive coordinator for the Saints. Williams has acknowledged that the program was, quote, a terrible mistake. On Monday, Commissioner Goodell will meet with Greg Williams. Certainly he will want to know about the locker room culture in the cities where Williams previously coached, where the Titans paid bounties when he was their defensive coordinator during the late 90s. Retired defensive end Josh Evans said this week that they were. George Henshaw was the team's offensive coordinator at the time.
There was none of that at the Tennessee Titans. I'd never been aware of anything like that, and I would be totally shocked if it went on, and which I know did not.
How about in Buffalo, where Williams was the head coach from 2001 through 2003? Retired safety Coy Wire said this week that a small group of players there, quote, rewarded each other with a pay-for-play pool that took things too far. Izell Reese was a defensive back with the Bills during Williams' last season there.
No, I wasn't aware of it at all. And being a part of the defense, I would think I would have known. There was no bounty system or anything in place to my knowledge while being a part of defense in Buffalo.
The no's regarding intent to injure notwithstanding, Henshaw and Reese acknowledge players were paid for big hits. Both men now work with young athletes looking for schools where they can enhance their athletic opportunities. According to Izell Reese, they emphasize sportsmanship. But Reese says that if one of the football players he's mentoring makes it to the NFL, he won't be telling a coach and 20-odd players involved in a bounty-paying scheme that it's wrong.
It was yes, sir, no, sir, what do I got to do, what do you want me to do? You know, I've made it. This is all I know in the NFL. I don't know right from wrong, and I'm trying to make a name for myself. So whatever the coach asks you to do, you just follow suit. You just do what you're told. That's the mentality that goes with being a rookie. You just do what you're told regardless of what it is.
Joining me now to discuss the NFL bounty issue from the point of view of an NFL player and college coach is Steve Nelson, who was a linebacker with the New England Patriots from 1974 through 1987. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Bill.
When you were playing in the NFL, were you aware of players being rewarded for hits that knocked opponents off the field?
No, I was never on a team that offered any type of, you know, money to knock a guy out, you know, but when you're playing, I remember one instance, Bill, when I was in college, and we were playing a team, which is a very good team, and they had a great quarterback. And the defense coordinator kept talking about this guy and how good he was. And finally I said, Coach, you know, don't worry, I'm going to knock him out in the first quarter. And I happened to do it. You know, as a defensive player, you understand when the best offensive players aren't on the field, you have a better chance of winning. So, you know, if it's before the whistle blows and it's a legal hit, you know, that's part of the game. But to answer your question, Bill, I was never on a team or in a meeting which any of that stuff was ever brought up.
Well, it sounds as if a bounty system might almost have been superfluous. Were you surprised to learn that there was a specific system in place where Saints players got bonuses if they injured opponents seriously enough so they had to leave the game?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised, to tell you the truth. The livelihood of all the players is important, and especially today in this day and age of pro football where, you know, so much of the player's safety is being scrutinized. So the head coach must have known about it. I mean, I can't believe they're that much into the dark that they didn't know what was going on. And to have that for different teams, and it just kind of blows my mind. You know, I don't think anyone can rationalize or justify their actions as being part of the game. So, very surprising.
Of course, you were a very successful college coach after you left the NFL. What would you have done if you'd overheard some of the defensive players on the college team you were coaching talking about maybe money changing hands to the benefit of somebody knocking out a player on the other team?
Oh, it wouldn't happen. You know, it'd be the end of it. You know, especially in Division, you know, III football, which I've coached in, and it doesn't matter what, you know, if you're in Pop Warner High School, Division III, or the NFL, it's just wrong to target and to actively try to hurt players.
Steve Nelson is a three-time NFL Pro Bowler who spent 14 seasons with the New England Patriots. Later, he was the head coach and athletic director at Curry College. Steve, thanks very much for speaking with me.
No problem, Bill.